Hi, and welcome to another exclusive SearchOracle.com podcast. I'm Ed Scannell, site editor. Today, we're talking with Don Burleson, a well-known consultant in the Oracle world and the CEO of Burleson Consulting. I'll be talking to Don about Oracle's progress in pulling together a cohesive business intelligence strategy the past couple of years and what sort of framework that is offering users to build their own strategies. As part of that discussion, I'll be asking Don about the role of Oracle's Fusion middleware suite will play in infusing those middleware applications in the suite with more business intelligence and analytics. Will pushing BI down to the desktop allow more desktop users to participate in decision-making? And how Sun software might figure into Oracle's overall BI strategy? So welcome, Don. It's always good to have you on. So how successful has Oracle been in pulling together a cohesive BI strategy, particularly with the technologies it has acquired from Hyperion?
Well, Oracle has always adopted an acquisition strategy as far back as the IRI Express, which later became Oracle Express. Then they got Siebel Analytics and Hyperion, and they've essentially adopted a best-of-breed integration approach. And you're right, there is a challenge in pulling it all together, and that was a lot of the driving force between the Oracle middleware. The answer to your question is that it's had limited success. A lot of people are still very much locked into using one solution or another. And that's okay, because Oracle clients like choices. For example, for ETL, you can still use the Oracle Data Warehouse Builder or the Siebel Analytics, which has become OBIEE. They both do exactly the same thing, and they still give you the flexibility if you want of writing your own ETL. So it's basically a cafeteria-style approach where a customer can choose the BI tool that's just right for them, not necessarily integrating them together, because you can think of business intelligence as very separate acts. First, you load the data with ETL, and then you use the data, which is spinning it around during your OLAP, ROLAP, and data mining activities, too, which is also something they're looking at integrating into the BI suite.
Okay, so based on that strategy, how should users best factor that into their own BI strategies?
That's a great question. A lot of shops have very narrow types of departmental style applications, and even within a company, they can be very different. But Oracle's cafeteria style choice is perfect because it allows you to go out and independently evaluate. Because Oracle has the horsepower to buy all of the best of breed tools, Oracle itself becomes a no-brainer. The Oracle database itself was decades ahead of the competition in DB2 and SQL Server. Ellison had parallel query 10 years before most people had SMP servers. Huge, huge head start in managing of terabytes of data. So it now simply becomes a matter of going through the shopping list and determining, you know, which pieces of which products best suit your needs and putting them together. I think a lot of this business about, well, how they integrate with each other isn't as big an issue as companies might think. You can either build your own ETL, use any one of Oracle's different offerings for that, and you're still not hindering yourself from the downstream analytic components. So you can mix and match and get exactly what you need.
Okay. When Oracle announced its Fusion Middleware 11G platform this past summer, the company highlighted the fact that it could now infuse all of those middleware pieces with more business intelligence and analytics through tighter integration. I mean, how might this change things for Hyperion users?
Well, for Hyperion users, it gives them more flexibility, and it's the whole idea, and it's nothing new. It dates well back to CORBA, the Common Object Broker Architecture language, where business objects, you know, are taken through a downstream kind of thing. But the Oracle Fusion middleware has not had as much uptake as Oracle would have hoped. They were hoping that companies, you know, worldwide would start embracing this technology, and that really hasn't happened. And it's not so much because of the Fusion middleware's fault, but because of the needs of the organization. You have to remember that all of the different BI offerings that Oracle has can be done manually. ROLAP and OLAP can be done in an Excel spreadsheet if you want to, using pivot tables, multi-dimensional database. You're not limited to Oracle's business intelligence products, and you're not necessarily limited to anything that's at the Fusion middleware level. So again, for Hyperion users, it gives them an easier migration path if they wanted to get into the Oracle end of things and access the Siebel Analytics, the OBIEE components, and other stuff that Oracle may acquire in the future in the BI space.
Okay. So by infusing more BI across its middleware, does this set the stage maybe for Oracle to more aggressively deliver cloud-based BI services to corporate users?
Absolutely. This whole idea of cloud computing and on-demand computing allocation of resources dates back to the 1960s. A lot of younger people think that it's something new. But this idea of renting cycles dates back to the earliest days of mainframes. But the whole idea that I can go and get a pre-configured chunk of Siebel Analytics, which is now OBIEE or Hyperion or Oracle Express or OWB, ready to go on demand, you know, using a unified interface, again, is Oracle's, you know, movement towards the future. If anything, Oracle has been guilty of being too proactive. They introduced database appliances back in the 1990s, nearly a full decade before the industry was ready for them. If anything, Oracle is guilty of almost being too visionary at times. So the answer to your question is an overwhelming yes. By the time the technology is matured and ready for this, Oracle's offerings will be completely debugged, and they're going to clobber anyone in that competition. Oracle owns the BI space, and I don't see that changing any time before 2020.
Okay. This could be an Oracle-specific question or not, but do you think BI as a service could be one of the killer apps that better establishes cloud computing?
It's certainly possible. It depends on the amount that you want to invest. Part of it, too, is, you know, fear of disclosure of confidential data. As disk prices fall to the point where you can buy a terabyte of disk for under $10,000, the idea of cloud computing becomes less desirable because the hardware becomes cheaper. Why not just buy your own server? But again, it requires, even today, with all of these fancy BI tools, you still need human experts to set up and configure them. Oracle is wonderful in the business intelligence space because of complex tools under the covers, things like parallelism, Oracle partitioning, which require a very good database administrator to set this stuff up and make it work properly. It doesn't happen transparently. So the answer to your question is, while the large corporations, the Fortune 500, will continue to use their own hardware, smaller companies who just need to have a taste of this would certainly find cloud computing an attractive option because they don't have to invest $100,000 a year in an Oracle DBA and hundreds of thousands of dollars in server resources. Instead, they can go out and get it on demand.
Yeah, okay. Now, this question's been talked about for several years, so I guess I'll ask it again. Will pushing BI capabilities down further to the desktop allow more users to meaningfully participate in decision-making processes in either small or large companies?
That's a great question. Ever since the earliest days of data warehousing, I used to do it back in the 1970s when we would spin magnetic tapes for 4 days, and the end user ultimately was someone high up in the food chain, a strategic level manager. Back then, they didn't even have computers. And the same is true today. If you go into most CEOs' offices of major corporations, you're not going to see a PC on their desk. That's what secretaries are for. And this idea of pushing things down for strategic management dashboards is a good idea. But anybody who is making $10 million a year running a company, they're the ones who are going to want this data. Where is my company going to be years down the road? And pushing it down to a lower platform doesn't necessarily help strategic managers, but having departmental information available at your fingertips, pushing it down to the personal computer level, I'm seeing a lot of uptake on that, but not among strategic managers, amongst more operation and departmental managers. For example, show me my sales figures for the last 90 days. They'll simply suck it down out of Oracle into an Excel spreadsheet where they can twiddle it to their heart's content. You know, you can use Excel pivot tables to basically do a lot of the OLAP and ROLAP that a business intelligence tool can use. And that also has an added benefit that you don't have to learn the Oracle OBIEE suite and way of doing things. A lot of managers today are experts in spreadsheet technology, and if you could get them their data in a plain old spreadsheet on the PC, they can spin it any which way they need to.
Okay. How important is the performance management piece of the BI equation? How important is that becoming for most IT shops? And how is Oracle positioned there relative to some of its competitors?
Well, again, they've got the head start of having the technology. You know, Oracle, has made the conscious decision to not only offer best of breed, but to offer all of breed. So they pretty much went out and acquired anybody who was major players in that. As far as the performance management component, the jury is still out on that. I've not seen a lot of people using it directly. It's just one of, again, the many choices that Oracle is offering their end users. But it's just like the whole idea of Fusion middleware. It could very well be that the slow uptake is more a function of being so far ahead of the curve that the end users can't see it yet.
Okay. To learn more about what Burleson Consulting has to say about Oracle's business intelligence strategy, you can visit their website at www.dba-oracle.com. And remember to check in with searchoracle.com for all the latest news about Oracle's plans in the BI market. Thanks for listening today. For searchoracle.com, I'm Ed Scannell.